Hello, good morning, glory to God. I believe it's a wonderful day, great day. Welcome, you know, to the 30th of March 2020. I believe today is and will be exceptional. First, of course, because it's one of those days that we have that you know, God's given to us. Bible says His mercy is new every single morning, never tiring, never expiring. It's a great day. I believe also that it is a great day because of how we're going to maximize and, you know, take advantage of it. So welcome to this very, very beautiful day as we come to the very end, you know, the first quarter of this glorious 2020. It's an amazing, you know, it's an amazing season. It's an amazing time. You know, it's an amazing, you know, time for us. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Wonderful day. Praise God. Glorious day. Great day. Great day. Great day. Great day. Hallelujah. Just in case, you know, you're still trying to get up, we could give you a few seconds to boot very well by just, you know, thanking God. Thank God. Thank God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you praise. It's a beautiful day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ela bofra nono go su sofre no kodoshi finando kura bataraba. Yes, God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bosa. Kila bosa frodo no boshu kabando kura bataya.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome once again. Were you able to tune in yesterday for the influence of the Spirit special? Were you? And if you were, how did it go? How was it at your end? Yes, we had this slight itch and kicking off, but hey, we're good. It was good. You know, and praise God. I know that lives, you know, were and will still be blessed. You know, I know that lives were, you know, and we'll be very much blessed by the, you know, the stream, the video, the audio. You know, and I will be sharing the link for the audio. You know, that will be, you know, sometime before this day is over, just in case you want to have the teaching and play again and again, which I believe you should want to. And then you could just watch the video all over again and again and just be blessed. It was super, super, super amazing. Super amazing. A couple of things in my heart to share with us this morning and also this week. So I have this thought, you know, I've had it for a while, way before this podcast began. Because even on Instagram, been considering, okay, dealing with a theme every week, just haven't, you know, started that yet. So I might deal with a theme every week also, so as to give enough room to touch a particular topic. You know, we can't exhaust any topic per se in a week, but it just gives us room, you know, to touch a particular topic to, you know, it allows for emphasis, it allows for repetition, you know, allows to drive home certain point again and again till they sink in. But a couple of thoughts for this morning. Allow me just share different thoughts, you know, put together, you know, this morning's broadcast. First is still, you know, from the influence of the Spirit. I would like to read Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. Okay, 22. Ephesians 4:22 says that you put off, all right? Put off. Concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to its deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. 24 again says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and holiness. Putting off, putting on, these are statements of consciousness, that you walk in the reality, you know, of who you are, the new man. And you walk in the reality of who you are in Christ. So you put off, you know, put on. Glory to God. So Bible is asking us to live in that consciousness. Don't forget 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. So the day we all got born again, something miraculous happened inside of us. Seriously miraculous. We're moved from death to life. We're moved from darkness into light. We translated. We're transited. You know, we moved. We shifted ground. The power of the enemy and the influence of the enemy upon us was completely and outrightly broken. I love the Ephesians chapter 2 says it from verse 1. Ephesians 2. From verse 1, it says, and you has he quickened, you has he made alive, you know, who were dead in trespass and sins. You were. Please take note of the tenses. You has he, not will he quicken, not will he make alive. You has he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past, no tense again, past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the spirit of the power of the air, the spirit that now walks in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had, past tense, our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were, past tense, by nature, the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, I always just love to say hallelujah in this place. God, who is rich in mercy, hallelujah. For his great love with which he loved us. So you could put an hallelujah there again, right? It's wonderful. Even when we were, past tense, dead in sins, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace are we saved. So he made us, we were dead in sins. He made us alive with Christ. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are we saved through faith, and not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in. Glory to God. That's Ephesians 2 from verse 1 to 10. Ephesians is solid. All right, and what we read here, I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, know this and can quote at least 3, 4, or 5 of these verses here. You know, but this bears repetition. This requires reading. It requires it. Because sometimes, you know, we just seem to get carried away you know, by the things happening around us, the things happening to us, the things, you know, our minds and our senses are realizing, you know, in this world. But don't forget chapter 4 again, 24, put on the new man. Remind yourself. And like we said last night during the broadcast of the influence of the Spirit, that you are now a new man. So you could tell yourself, I am Larry Newman. I am Rex Newman. All right, so that I gave myself that secret nickname a number of years ago. But I mean, you just tell yourself, I'm a new man. I'm a new man. Like the story of that person I said was dear to me, who was saying to himself, I'm a spirit, I have a soul, I live in a body. When you pick these statements and you say them again and again and again and again, they go deep into your heart. They go deep within you. New man, I am a new man. I am a new man. I refuse things from my past being alive in my present. No, I am now dead to sin. Right? Something you need to understand in the writings of Paul in this Ephesians 2 and 1. He says, you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. You were dead in it. We were all dead inside. Please take note of the tenses. And you has he quickened who were dead. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Let's run quickly to Romans chapter 6. You know, and then you notice the language again. All right. Romans 6 from verse 1. All right. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in? Please note that sin that grace may abound, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer in it? So it's you have to note in and to be dead in sin means we're inside it. We're not born again. We're dead in sin. But now that we're in Christ, we're dead to sin. Don't forget, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. You know, so we're dead to it. We're dead to it. So I trust that we might be able to we'll touch these things, you know, as we go on one step at a time. But let's just read quickly, you know, the same Romans. You know you not that so many of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ have been baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we also should walk in the newness of life. Walk in the newness. New man, newness. For if we were planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should no longer serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. So the person dead, you know, a dead man can't be moved. If he were, even if he was, you know, an alcoholic before he died, you know, when he's dead, if you put 10 bottles, you know, of his favorite beside him, he won't get up because he's become insensitive. You know, a dead, you're dead too. But if he was dead in it, it means he's alive inside. He's a drunkard in that realm. He's dead in it. You know, but when he's dead to it, it means he's insensitive. He's insensitive. All right. So we are not dead in sin. We were dead in sin, but now we're alive to God. We're alive to Christ. We were dead in sin. So going back again to our Ephesians, you know, Ephesians in chapter 2. So hope that blessed you, dead to sin. And then dead in sin. So we were dead in it. Now we're dead to it. So Ephesians chapter 2 again says, and you has he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now works in spirit, the children of disobedience. So even when a believer feels he's still acting according, you know, he or she is still acting according to Ephesians 2, you know, being influenced, you know, I don't know what's happening, I don't know why. You tell yourself God's word. You tell yourself God's word. I am dead to sin. And then I'm alive unto God. Hallelujah. I'm alive. You know, verse 5. And even when we were dead in it, and he made us alive together with Christ. So now I'm alive. Christ is not dead in sin. Christ is immune. Is not sensitive to it. So we're dead to it. And then we're alive. So when you say, oh, I don't hear from God very well, no. You are alive to God. You are alive to Christ. You are alive with Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you are that new man. And I'm saying to you this precious Monday morning, face the day, face the week as the new man that you are. So name yourself. You're Benga Newman, Lyda Newman, Cynthia Newman, you know, Timothy Newman, you know, Blessing Newman, Richard Newman. You are that new man. You are the new man. You're a new man. So a new man with new mindsets, a new man with new consciousness. You're a new man. So that's why the Ephesians 4 again, if you remember it, Ephesians 4, the 23rd verse says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24 now says, and put on the new man. So to be conscious of the new man, you have to renew your mind. You have to go look for the properties. You have to go, you know, look for the rights and privileges. You have to go, you know, look for the qualities and characteristics of the new man in God's word. And just as we read Ephesians 2 from verse 1 to verse 10, kindly read it again today. And then you can, please, on your own, maybe read Ephesians chapter 1, the whole, you know, chapter. And just look at yourself. Look for yourself. You know, look for yourself and look into the mirror. Look at yourself, the mirror of God's word. And find yourself in here, praise God. You know, find yourself. So, new man, right? So, hello, new man. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are that new man. Glory to God. Praise God. All right, so I said a few thoughts, okay? Second thought, which it's almost bubbling in my heart to make the focus of this week. So, but let's just save for like 5 minutes or so right now. And that's the place of quietness. The place of quietness. The place of quietness. The place of quietness. This moment of staying at home gives one precious opportunity. Of course, very many, like we've mentioned before now. But one very, very precious opportunity. And that's alone time. Alone time. Alone time. So maybe you're here and then, I've not heard God well. I need to connect with God properly. Maybe there's so much now we officially, if you are listening to this, from Lagos, Ogun State to Abuja, there's a lockdown. Of course, those of you in Canada and the United States, well, we all know what's happening, but some experience a lot more lockdown than some others, you know. So, hey, can we use this season? Can we... You remember the story of Elijah in 1 Kings and verse 19? I mean, 1 Kings chapter 19. You know, he needed to hear from God. And then, so he was weary, basically, running away from Jezebel. So I could read it quickly. Let's see how fast I could read it. All right, verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey to the wilderness, 1 Kings 19, and came and sat under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it's enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water at its head. And he did eat and lay down again. And an angel came again a second time and touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came there unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him. And he said unto him, what are you doing here? And he said, verse 10, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken the covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with a sword. And I, even I alone, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth, stand up on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break it in pieces, and break in pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here? So we see the, you know, earthquake. The Lord, you know, wasn't in the earthquake. You know, we see the fire. The Lord wasn't in the fire. And then we see the still small voice. And the Lord began to speak with him. In this moment, I would love to encourage you, give attention to stillness, please. Let's take advantage of this no movement. You know, we might not move in our bodies, but our minds, you know, could still move a whole lot. But then God might just want you also, like Elijah, to be in a cave a little bit. You know, take a day or two this week. Take a few hours in a day. Even if you have a whole lot of things to still catch up on, take an hour or two, maybe three, maybe four. Plan the week. It doesn't have to be today or tomorrow. You know, plan your week. It could be, oh, Thursday, XYZ number of times, hours, I would like to do this, or Tuesday 2 hours, Wednesday 2 hours, Thursday. Just take it to pray and meditate. You know, that quietness we find in Genesis chapter 18. How that Abraham was sitting under the tree and then God talked to him. We find this, you know, a number of men, you know, just, you know, it's wonderful, you know. Okay, so I said tree, but okay, Genesis 18 from verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. So not tree, but, you know, just out, you know, by the tent entrance of his tent. And he looked up in his eyes, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to greet them from the tent door and bowed down himself to them. And he said, my Lord, if I found favor in your sight, don't pass. I pray your servant, let's get you water or something. And I mean, so it was alone. It was alone. So first point today, please remember who you are. You are that new man. And you have to read through the Bible and then renew your mind, you know, to refresh yourself with the thought of who you are, the new man that you are. Second is the fact, please, that create alone times. Please, create alone times. Create alone times. The bustling of activities would resume in a couple of weeks. You know, could be shorter, could be, but it will resume. You know that life would be as it was. In a number of cases, of course, this period, things will change and never go back the same. But it just means activities will be back. This period, please, create alone moments. Create alone moments. Create time for that still. Okay, so you planned out your life. You planned out how it will be from January to December. This is a pause. This could be your reset button. This could be your pause. You know, cross-check before you keep running. This could just be it. This could be it for all of us. For me, you, everybody, really, seriously. That cross-check. Not, okay, I'm just, you know, marking time, you know, till they say forward march. And then, no, this could be just that reset, that praying in the Holy Ghost. Just worship and meditate. And what, if anything new drops, this is you placing your cards in front of the Lord again and say, which ones are mine? We'll delete, Lord. Which ones are yours? We'll sit with them. This is it. All right? So that you don't just skip from, okay, well, I can't do those things right now. I'm on lockdown. I'm going to do this one. Go, go, go. Let's get busy. Yeah. I know that. But please create time in all of this. In all of this. All right? Lastly, which also might need to be like a series. Like I get to tell our worship leaders, when it's a worship session, let's spend more or most of that time in adoration or singing songs that adore, you know, worship and adore the Lord. You know, however, because I know that in most cases, worship time is, you know, almost the entire music, you know, time we have. So I know that there are songs that are songs of edification. You know, so, I mean, I really love the song by Sinash. I'm going to dance and praise him. You know, it doesn't matter what comes my way. The greater one lives inside of me. Yes, you know, thank you. You just completed it, right? Okay, great. His name is Jesus. So I appreciate those kinds of songs, and we need a lot more songs that are songs of, edification for the believer. And yes, I also believe we should create time for such songs in our minds, not just in our church services. We sing so many things in church that don't follow us home. They are not in our minds. So create more time for these kinds of songs in your minds, in your life, please. So my point is, whilst we sing a lot of songs of worship and adoration, create time, well, which is what I just said anyway. Create time, create that time for your mind to be renewed with, so I'm gonna end this broadcast, for instance, with the beautiful song by Todd Donnelly, Victory Belongs to Jesus. But Jesus never needed victory, all right? And I like the fact that the song is saying, I have my victory in you. So that's it. So because he came to get it for us. He didn't need it. He didn't need to be blessed. So he came that we may be blessed. He didn't need to be healed. He came, was wounded, that we may be healed. He came for us. So his victory over sin and death, his victory over Satan. Guys, that's our own victory. We were right there. All right. If we died with him, all right, if we were crucified, first of all, with him, and then we died with him, and then we're buried with him, all right, we were made alive with him, justified with him, resurrected with him. Somewhere within all of that, he defeated the devil. If we're with him, with him, with him, with him, with him, then when that happened, the court of the universe, God's courtroom, God's court, says we did it. We were there. We're there with him. Okay, so if we're there with him, you were there with him. That means his victory over sin, sickness, contagion, disease, the devil, infirmities, his victory over that, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in it. That means we were there in him when he triumphed over them. No wonder we are called more than conquerors, all right? They're more than a conqueror, by one of the simple ways of definition is a person who didn't do the fighting, all right? Someone else, you got the reward of it. You're more than the conqueror, all right? Someone went and conquered and say, hey, this is it. The trophy is yours. Receive it. And like, I didn't do anything. Yeah, you are. So we're more than conquerors. Glory to God. So have this thing in mind. You are the new man. Create alone time. Look through your week. Plan that week. Create alone time. And the victory of Jesus is your victory. The victory of Jesus is your victory. All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that this is an amazing week for us. This is a fruitful week for us. It's a favor-filled week. Our steps are ordered. Our eyes of understanding are enlightened. Thank you, Father, because no evil befalls us. No plague comes near us. We are shielded. We're kept. We're surrounded, we're preserved and well provided for, well catered for. All that concerns us is secure this season and beyond. We give you praise. Thank you because we have victory. Thank you because you were wounded that we may be healed. You were bruised that we may have peace. Thank you. Thank you. You were cursed that we may be blessed. We enjoy that which is ours today in the name of Jesus. All right, all right, all right. So have a very very, very beautiful, beautiful week. All right, so see you tomorrow. Bye.
Who will stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Stand against our King. No one can, no one will. Oh, oh, oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Oh.
Stand against the Lord.
No one,
no one can.
money can't.